This is Michael Welch for CKUW 95.9 FM. On the morning of Saturday, June 7th, over 200 people of all ages gathered at Kildonan Park in North Winnipeg to take part in the 13th annual Run for Rights. Participants showed up early, about 8:30 a.m. to register. Starting at 9:30, they would walk, cycle, run, blade, or wheel a 10-kilometer route stretching from Kildonan Park in the north to St. John's Park in the south via Scotia Street, which runs along the scenic Red River. The aim of this event is to raise funds for and awareness of a number of grassroots organizations in Winnipeg championing the cause of human rights and social justice. These participating groups included the Afghan-Canadian Women's Organization, Amnesty International, Because I'm a Girl, Better Fathers Incorporated, Canada-Palestine Support Network, the Elizabeth Fry Society of Manitoba, the Manitoba League for People with Disabilities, SOCEP, and the Winnipeg-Haiti Solidarity Network, among others. I had one of the organizers on and had him explain to me a little bit about the background of the run.
Sure. So my name is Angus Bridgman. I'm involved with the Run for Rights as treasurer this year, and I'm also involved on the organizing committee for Amnesty International.
How important is this event for the various organizations involved? How key is it?
Well, I think there's sort of a broader mission to the event than just sort of from an individual organization perspective. I mean, for a lot of the organizations, it's a chance to get a lot more exposure than they would normally receive. So especially some of the smaller organizations, no staff, just a couple of volunteers, a small board. This is a chance to get their message out to a wide range, a wide audience of people that are really interested in the same issues that they're interested in ultimately. So. For them, it's great, and even for the larger organizations, it's a chance to sort of spread their membership around and to get other people involved in organizations, sort of as a civil society building tool. It's pretty phenomenal.
Okay, interesting. So what are the... could you tell us maybe a little bit about what goes into the logistics of setting this up? It's an annual event.
Yeah, absolutely. So it starts off a meeting of four or five of us, and we're just sort of the core executive, and we're talking about what it's going to look like this year. Typically, we change a few things every year. So you start off... That starts about 6 months before the event, and then more and more organizations sort of come in. You receive applications from different organizations. You go through them. You make sure that they're consistent sort of with the mission of the Run for Rights, and suddenly the meetings are 20 people, 25 people, 30 people, and then, of course, running up to the event, there's a huge amount of work that goes into the event. You've got marketing coordinators, food coordinators, treasurer. You've got the person chairing. You've got the person organizing the route marshals. You really have a wide diversity of folks involved. The last month is really where the bulk of the work happens, but really a lot of hours are put into organizing this event, and it's nice to see sort of a large number of people out and a large amount of money.
The festivities following the run included live musical performances, speeches by representatives of each of the human rights organizations involved, a refreshment table, and information tables. I spoke to upbeat faces in the crowd about what brought them out.
My name's Melissa Bright, and we walked for I Am a Girl. It's just about self-esteem for girls, talking about getting more rights, human rights for them, equal rights across the globe as well as here in Canada.
Better Fathering program, it started out in 1997 by three social workers, where we were challenged to start a program for fathers, and it's all based on in many respect referrals from CFS, as well from the court system or the judicial system, word of mouth, just wanting to learn new ways of dealing with issues around family, communication, child development, like I said earlier, and just want to be better at what it is means to be a father.
Chris Rigaud, I'm running for the coalition, actually, for everybody. I've run in the Run for Rights, I think, every year since 2007. Certainly, I'm glad to see Can Palnet. I'm not sure if Copwatch is in it this year, but they have been in the past, and some other groups like that that I know often have a hard time securing funding from the regular kind of sources.
My name is Thomas Novak. I'm here supporting Light. It's hard to realize that there are a lot of barriers if you're an inner city person, if you're a minority. There are barriers. And Light is one of the organizations that helps people overcome those barriers, takes them out of their way so they can get a head start.
My name is Ralph, and I'm a member of the Winnipeg Haiti Solidarity Group.
And you ran for this group?
Louis Eiffel. I've been doing that over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, I'm really very interested in seeing whatever I could do to contribute to the development in Haiti.
Your group is very, very much concerned in addressing some of the injustices that our own country is engaged in.
There are European nations which actually intervened to stop the development of the Caribbean, starting with Haiti. Colonizing countries or former colonizing countries or imperialist countries, you might say, trying their best to prevent the Caribbean from asserting itself independently.
Swan, the Minister of Justice, and the MLA for Minto in the West End. Great way to raise awareness. I mean, with myself and Kevin Chief, who's much faster than me, we may be cabinet ministers. People may think we're special. When a race is on, we're just two sweaty guys pounding it out with everybody else, and it's just great to talk to people, learn a bit more about some of these organizations.
My name is Jess Turner, and I'm the co-chair of the Manitoba League of Persons with Disabilities. We're a human rights organization that has been working to promote the rights of persons with disabilities. MLPD was instrumental in starting support services like Handy Transit and the self-managed home care program, things like that.
My name is Maria Chang, and the group that I'm with is the Falun Gong Group, and also known as the Falun Dafa, which is a meditation that has been persecuted in China for over 15 years now. Canadian lawyers have found out that actually, when the Falun Gong practitioners were being detained, their organs were being harvested. They were being targeted systematically doing tissue match, and when all the conditions match, they are subjected to being killed for their organs.
My name is Leo. I ran specifically for the fitness aspect. I thought the rights and the good cause was an added bonus. And I guess the cause that really struck out for me was regarding the harvesting of the Chinese organs. Amnesty International did a great job of featuring those stickers that you could put in the back of on your back there, saying I'm running for this. I had one on as well. I forgot it's related to some Mexican workers being I think it involved murder actually for what they're standing up for, what they believed in. So I think that definitely helped.
The crowd began to disperse around noon, with both heart rates and spirits soaring. From Kildonan Park in North Winnipeg, this has been Michael Welch for CKUW 95.9 FM.